As we promised, Stephanie Shiro has flown in from United Way, and they have a golf event of sorts going on. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
How was the flight in?
You know, it was pretty smooth.
I was hoping you were taking your time and not getting a ticket.
No, of course not.
Anything like hitting a deer or anything like that. So tell us about your golf event.
Yeah, so we've got Golf United coming up. We had to do things a bit differently this year. And so what we're doing is teams of four will call the Hankered Hills directly and set up a tee time in a two-week time frame. And so we're trying to leave it really flexible for people. For those that you know, don't want to be in big crowds, they can go out when they want. It's $100 per person. And you will get a goodie bag and a meal at the club, whatever day you decide to be out there. So, yeah, right now we're really just looking for teams. All this money is rolling into what we're raising for a campaign, which is starting pretty much any day here. So we're hoping that the weather stays kind of like it has been, like cool and crispy. I don't golf, but I think people like that when they're golfing, that kind of weather.
So, 70s is good.
Yeah, there 60s. You go.
Yeah,
some sunshine, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, we're looking for teams. It's really easy. All you need to do is text Golf United to 91999.
So this, normally you just have a fundraising event out on the course.
Yeah, so in the past, they've done it like way back before I was there, like a long time ago. They used to do golf outings, and then we brought it back last year. And it was always, a one-day thing, but because of, the times we're living in, we decided to stretch it out.
Well, the times we are living in have been interesting, I know, for you guys.
Yeah, so we've been
Are you guys back? You don't have the full staff back?
So everyone's been working from home since March.
Yeah.
Our office is back open, but it's pretty much by appointment. Someone has to be there to sign you in and do a temperature check and, all that shenanigans. we had to roll with the times, and we weren't quite prepared to do work from home, but like a lot of people, we learned quickly. So we've spent a lot of the summer trying to figure out how we're going to do campaign digitally, virtually, and it's tough to change mindsets about that. People still want their paper pledge form in their hand. They want the PowerPoint presentation. So we are looking at a lot of text to give, like we're doing with the golf outing, and other digital ways to make your donation. So,
are you able to get out and talk to business and industry, or pretty much?
Well, I'm not so directly connected with fundraising, but as far as I know, I don't think they've scheduled any in-person meetings yet. I think it'd be a lot of work because they'd have to keep the group sizes small. So unless they're doing a bunch of 10-minute, meetings.
With 10 people.
Right.
United Way, of course, has really spearheaded a lot of fundraising for the community over these past 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, so we worked with the Community Foundation to start the COVID Relief Fund, which is carried a lot of agencies through the summer. They were able to apply for assistance for not only their own organizational costs, but we pretty much had like a pop-up location at the Boo Center for organizations to request like toilet paper, paper towel, shampoo, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And we've been giving that out twice weekly. We've also been doing food distribution every Friday, which we're hoping will keep continuing on since this is going on, longer than we thought.
Yeah, it's not over.
Exactly. And we're very worried that other programs that popped up are going to go away. And so we want to keep doing that.
So you guys work with literally all the nonprofits. It's been rough, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just unprecedented times. And I think, like a lot of people, we thought, oh, this is going to be like maybe a month. you know, and here we are in September. It's just crazy. And so a lot of the funding that nonprofits typically apply for, it's for programming. And now you're having to look at, do we help them pay their people? Like, different layers of funding that we have never gotten into.
Yeah.
But you can't have programs without people to facilitate them. So, yeah, it's, we're trying to be as flexible as we can to get nonprofits what they need.
Well, we're past Labor Day. Normally, around Labor Day, you guys have the cardboard boat race, and we get to watch Rick Walton sink in the in the pool out at the Cascades. But you had to cancel that.
Yeah, that was totally canceled. We were trying to think of a way to, like, just have the boats and the team members there and, like, no crowd. And it was just, it wasn't going to be what it should have been. So, yeah, we had to cancel that, unfortunately.
So, probably a number of events you guys either had to cancel or back away from.
Yep, we always do our Grand Slam, where we take about 300 kids to a Tigers game. And that got pulled way back in, like, April. So a lot of things that we're involved with, yeah, kind of fell by the wayside, unfortunately.
So, downtown at the headquarters, there's not a lot going on there unless you have an appointment?
Yep, not a lot going on. I think maybe they've opened our conference rooms for nonprofits if people needed to start meeting in person again. But like I said, you gotta be let in, do all the checks and the questions, so...
So this golf event, a little different. I know a lot of them are doing the virtual events, but at least this one you can go out and golf.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, really, I guess you could go by yourself, but hopefully you have, you know, three people that you're comfortable, you know, being with. And so Hankert Hills has been really great working with us to be flexible, whether that's a weekend, a weekday, in that two-week time frame, September 18th to October 2nd. So... and if you happen to have more than one team and you want to go with, you know, a couple teams, you could definitely do that.
Sure.
But we're just trying to make sure everyone feels comfortable.
Okay, if you need information, what should they do? Can they just go to your website?
Yep, uwjackson.org would be the best place to get information. And you can sign up for your team and do all your payment. Like I said, all you have to do is text Golf United to 91999.
Stephanie, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Stephanie Sherrill from United Way. Again, the dates, September 18th through October 2nd. Get out and help United Way at Hankert Hills.